Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Bonjour.
Hello, and welcome back to We'll Be Okay with Heather Carter. This is the podcast where we sort of figure out how to surf all of life's craziness and do so in a way that's intentional and building the life we want. So back with me today is Wendy Ortiz. Thank you.
Hello, hello. Thank you.
And we are here at a beautiful cafe in Scottsdale, Arizona, just kind of kicking back for the day and kind of taking time for ourselves, which is so important for those of us navigating this incredible time of our life.
But I have to say, we forced this. We were like, where are you at? Where are you at? Meet me there. Go.
Yeah.
Right.
It actually was not planned.
Right.
Which some of the greatest things in life are not planned.
Right.
So shout out to spontaneity and just kind of like
getting shit done.
Getting shit done.
Yeah.
GSD. That's my code for getting shit done.
That's you and Elvis. Right. No, that was TCB. Taking care of business.
I don't know which one.
Yeah. That was his logo. TCB.
It was?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Taking care of business. Yeah, but this also speaks to us talking about making a plan.
Exactly.
Which is where I think we're headed today.
Yes, yeah, so today, and that's why I'm so grateful, Wendy, that you just kind of said, yeah, let's do this. Let's record another episode, because our last episode was so robust and kind of talking about what was happening in our personal life and talking about our journey with our moms and even a little bit of real estate. But now we're just going to strip it back and figure out how do we get shit done for ourselves.
I believe it's almost like a prescription for survival at this stage. Because you had, when I had come in today, I'm like, are you taking your own oxygen? I speak to myself when I say that. So when I emulate those comments, it's like I can see where you're sitting when we've gotten together. And you know where I'm sitting from my videos. And it's a necessity for survival, I think, today.
Yeah, and I love that. When you walked in today and we saw each other, you're like, are you taking your oxygen? I'm like, what oxygen?
Yeah.
And so that's what it really is about, is like being intentional and building that life that you want. And it's part of, when I talk about the OK framework, it's the keep going. Like, how do you keep going with all the chaos going on? Because we could sit here and wallow in everything that's happening. And obviously, that's why I reached out to you today. I saw something that you posted on... I don't remember if it was Instagram or
probably both,
probably Instagram, yeah. TikTok, so forth. And I felt your energy through that post. And
we've
talked a lot about making connections with others. And I just said, hey, Wendy, I'm thinking about you. Wanted to just make sure you knew that you weren't alone. Mm-hmm. And you reached right back out to me. And it's kind of like this connection that we make.
You know, though, those check-in messages mean more to me than people realize, because I think it's easy for us to, I call us drive-byers in social media. But when somebody goes, hey, wow, I'm at this, I hear you, that's huge. You don't have to do it, but it's very appreciated.
And it's appreciated when obviously you know someone, but it's even appreciated when you don't know someone, because as we're scrolling through social media and we see these messages that other content creators are putting out there for the world to consume, sometimes it really resonates with you. And what I'm finding, and this is what we're seeing across a lot of social media platforms, is that authenticity is what's resonating.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't know if you wanted to speak to a little bit about the challenges about putting that authentic you out there and what that feels like.
Yeah, it's very interesting, because I think I mentioned this to you on our private messages. I said, I post that because I have to get it off my heart and head. But then the ones that I'm the most nervous about posting, because I'm not trying to be all emotional and get attention. One thing about social media is that there is a concept out there that people are looking for attention. That's not what it is. It's to speak the spoken word, so someone can go,
I'm not alone.
Yeah. My mom was like that, or my dad was like that. And it just gives me goosebumps because I'm going to mention someone's name. Her name's Willow on here. That's someone I've never met. It just, the conversations we've had, if one person, we talked about this before, if one person is like, oh my God, thank you. People don't realize that people, not everybody's doing what we're doing. They're not talking like we're talking. They're sitting at home. I'd like to say suffering in silence, perhaps.
Or putting on a facade of like, everything's fine. So that's why my podcast is "We'll Be Okay." It's not that like, everything's okay, nothing to see here.
Right.
There's one of my pet peeves is when somebody asks you, whether it be at Starbucks, Dutch Bros, or whatever, how are you today? And everybody just expects you to
say, awful.
I'm good. Yeah. I actually say that. Yeah. And then they don't know what to, they don't know how to receive that. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of a shitty day, or yeah, things are a little crazy right now. And just this idea of showing up authentically as yourself and what's going on, still in the pursuit of getting shit done. Like, it's not that you're just giving up and wallowing in your chaos that's happening in your life, but you're being authentic and you're saying, yeah, I'm not okay right now, and yet I want to get on the other side of that, and I want to get shit done, and what do I need to do to make that happen? And that's where we ended up here today, talking about this on this podcast. So I think it's really an interesting conversation that I wanted to dive in with you today about how do you plan for that? Like, this was not planned today, so this is really a free form, and I'm putting it out there in social media. My goal is to make connections and inspire action. I'm going to do a whole nother episode on inspired action. That's really what I want to do. So I wanted to talk to you because, once again, you posted on social media, you're going on a trip.
Yeah.
So tell me about your trip.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk a little bit about how it came to be and how you build that into your life.
So I think we're both at a stage where we can afford now, whether that be emotionally, we can financially afford, with our careers, we can afford time off, things like that. So passion for travel has been in my life. And I was like, I am no longer going to wait, because I don't want to say I should have gone to X. So a friend of mine, let me back up, a gentleman I worked for when I first got into real estate, world's best real estate agent, by the way. He said, you build your year around your vacation. So you put that vacation on, you bought what?
The big ass calendar, shout out. I'll link it below.
Yep. So you were saying, I don't have anything planned. I said, get it, your ass, write it on your calendar now, your biggest, boldest dream. So my friend Andrea said to me, hey, my 60th is, I want to do a bucket list trip to Uganda and do gorilla trekking. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, and I'm a world traveler, but
yes,
this is
are.
A big one. Yeah. And I said, I'm in. And then I panicked because this is a big trip.
And now you're taking the typhoid pills, or the anti-typhoid pills, I guess.
Yeah, I'm on the fourth. Yes, I am on it's a cycle of 7 days. So,
wow.
Everything's been good. The yellow, all the shots, all that were nothing burgers.
But so. I love this concept. I mean, I shared that I have purchased the big ass calendar, and my husband and I, last year, using that big ass calendar, we said we wanted to go to concerts and see performers that we hadn't seen. And there's like this whole resurgence of 1980s and 90s bands coming back through for a variety of reasons. Probably they need to make some money, and or this is their time to shine, right? Mm-hmm. And their I'm going to call it B-side of their career.
Yep. So we actually have a client right now who's in a very big band. They are exploding again.
No way.
He's in his 50s.
Really? So starting their own band?
No. They're getting a resurgence. He's like, I can't believe what's happening.
I mean, I really feel like, I know your podcast, your social media is 50 is a mind, F-U-C-K.
Right. Because it is.
But I call it, like, this is the B-side. This is, I'm loving. Like, I can't even tell you how much I am loving 50. And I can't wait till 60. I know that may sound goofy and crazy, but there's just such freedom in it. But yet there's a lot of heaviness, empty nesters, dealing with the sandwich generation, caring for your parents. You're at the pinnacle of your career, or maybe you're experiencing career changes. But I'm loving 50. So it's back to this idea of building the life you want, which is taking that inspired action and building your year around, like, at the end of the year, what do you want your story to be?
Right. Or what do you not want to say that you missed out on? Right. So when you are being intentional with your calendar, be very specific with it. Don't just say see more concerts. I'm not saying you said that.
Right, right.
But say, I want to see Beyonce.
Right.
If she's playing in LA or Texas, go.
Right.
Who cares?
So I looked up a bunch of 80s bands, everything from, we just flew to Salt Lake City, interesting full circle, flew to Salt Lake City, played pickleball for 2 hours a day with our friends, stayed at my husband's best friend from when he was 6 years old, best man in our wedding, stayed at their house and played pickleball all day. He started a band in Utah called Rosie and the Thorns. We saw him play on Saturday night and then went to Journey Sunday night.
Oh,
like, talk about a great, great,
Don't stop, Billy.
The whole audience was in chorus over that song and Open Arms.
There's a magic to that whole audience.
Oh, there is. An energy.
Yeah.
An energy. And you feel that. And then we came back and went and saw Bruno Mars on Wednesday night.
Like, I heard he was great.
He was fantastic. We had terrible seats, but it was a fantastic concert.
Right.
It was such a great concert. We're thinking, oh, can we catch him at another venue and get better seats because of the energy in there? So we've kind of built the last year and a half around these concerts and these events. Not traveling too far, obviously, because I'm still caring for my elderly mother and I have to make sure, you know, it's like I'm the CEO of her life, so I have to make sure all my I's are dotted and T's are crossed. But building that out on that big ass calendar has been really helpful. I've done it. I've used it personally, tried to use it a little bit more professionally as well. But in my personal life, it's really doing that. So this trip, you're taking it with your friend, which is going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
And I saw it because you posted something on social media. But the rest of the story about your travel escapades is that you've done a lot of solo traveling.
Like, oh,
that's badass, Wendy.
Thank you.
Tell us about your solo travel.
So, and that I have to preface this because people do give me SHIT about this.
They do?
They do, because my husband is not interested. Yeah. And quite frankly, he is not enjoyable to travel internationally. He's not. It would cause me more angst. And you know, traveling with kids and husband is not a vacation. You have to either travel with the right friend, or I decided to ultimately go alone because I want to just get up one morning and go, I feel like taking the bullet train to Nagano because I can. I mean, no one's going to have diarrhea.
And just complain. For all of our listeners, you actually did that. So tell us about your solo trip.
To Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was one of my bucket list items. And last year I pretty much checked off every bucket list item from on my list.
Oh my gosh.
Not that amazing. I'm bucket listing.
No.
But these are things that were non-negotiables.
Okay, we should probably invent a new name. Let's put that as an aspirational goal. We're going to come up with something other than a bucket list.
Yeah.
Which is like on the path to dying. There's a whole movie about it.
Right.
The B-side list. We're going to have to come up with a new name.
That's a good idea. We'll have to put
that out there to the listeners. If you've got any ideas, let us know. We'll put it out there.
Yes. Please, people.
Versus bucket list.
Yes, because that's often a word that it does indicate the end. Anyway, but it started, my first trip was Thailand, and that was with a friend, and that was my first, I mean, I went for Songkran, which is their Thai New Year. It was a magnificent trip.
Wow.
Magnificent. And then it just, each year I was like, I'm going somewhere awesome. And I've had some on my list, like Germany, went to England, Japan, I just got back from Switzerland.
That trip was amazing.
Amazing. And I'm like,
living vicariously right now. Just so you know, your trips. I love your trips.
Well, I'm hoping today that your first task, like if I could be your accountability partner, put something on that calendar before the end of 2026.
Pressure before the end of this year.
I want it on your calendar, so you'll say I'm booking this.
Meaning, buy the tickets and just do it.
Yep. Because I want to tell you, I don't tell my mom I'm going out of town.
Good idea.
Because many reasons. She'll probably ruin the trip for me. She'll get very worried. It'll be too stressful for both of us. So I have things in place here. She doesn't need the care level that your mom is at.
Yep.
So there's a whole other emotional wagon with that. That is not, my mom's healthy.
Yeah.
Her mouth is big.
Yeah.
But she's healthy. So I don't tell her that I'm leaving.
Does she follow your dot? Wait till I tell the listeners this. My mom, I am 57 years old, and my mom follows my dot. And if she can't see where my dot is, she has massive anxiety.
No, no, my mom, the government's watching, so she only has a flip phone.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's really smart.
I know.
That's really smart.
It is smart, but...
So what do you do when you're gone and your mom...
I just call her like I'm on a break at a meeting. I like this next one for Uganda, gorilla trekking. I don't know if we've said that. We're going on a gorilla safari, you guys. I'm so excited.
I can't wait to see this.
I know. I'm very
Follow
excited.
Follow Wendy on her gorilla trek.
50 is a mind, F-U-C-K, is my page, guys, on TikTok and Instagram. But the I'll call her at calculated times, and she knows that I'm going to a real estate conference, quote, end quote. Air quotes.
Wow.
And I don't like that.
That conference just happens to be filled with gorillas.
She won't know that, though. Yeah, I'll just call, hey, Mom, I'm on a coffee break. You know, I have to calculate it separately.
Right.
Because I don't like that I have to do that. But I have to do that in order to preserve my oxygen.
Right.
And preserve her angst.
Right.
Right? It's not worth it.
I mean, the good news in that story is... that I hope this is inspiring people who are listening to say that it can be done. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if the world were perfect, we would just be like, F-U-C-K, we're going on a trip and I'm not going to worry about it. I mean, we do put some checks and balances in place. Like for me, I make sure now that my mom has 24-hour care. So my trips cost me more money because I have to pay for that care, but it's worth the price. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you can't take the money with you. So
ultimately, yeah.
You know, And I really do think, like, these trips, tell me if you experience this, but when you come back, yeah, there's a little bit of like, okay, now I'm back to reality, but there's a little bit of more energy in your step.
Oh, no, no. I come back.
Cleared out that heaviness.
I see the world in a whole new light when I come back.
Yeah.
It just gives me, I will say, too, when I come back, nothing's different.
No.
Everybody's still doing the same thing.
That's the whole point. I posted on social media this week about these little itty bitty waves of life that just keep coming at you. The waves of life are not going to stop.
Never.
Like, it's never going to be. I mean, unless you give up life altogether and become, you know, like some Zen master, you know, and you live a very sheltered life. Life is to be lived and surfed, and these waves are going to come at you. But the way you take these individual trips and the way that you... carve those times out of your day, or the way that you navigate all of these things that happen in life.
Those give me breath.
Yeah.
Give me a breath of life back.
Yeah.
Not everybody's a travel person. Maybe someone wants to learn how to play the kazoo. I don't know.
I'm playing pickleball.
You're playing pickleball. So whatever it is that fills your cup, and then it feels a bit selfish at the same time. But I know this window is a window where we're similar, where we have to be tethered kind of close by to where we live. Just in casers.
But Uganda's not close by.
It's not close by. So it's going to cause me, it's going to be a little stressful, but I do have family here. I have people that can be here. And you know what?
You've put processes in place.
I mean, she doesn't need care at all. It's more so like the physicality. If God forbid something happened, I'll be on the next flight. And not everything, but a majority of things are remediable through money. And if the worst case scenario is I have to jump on a flight, so be it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of brings us full circle back to that spontaneity moment. We're going to take a break right now. Just if you're listening, please stay with us. We're going to be right back.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk a little bit about the mindset of the solo trip.
Yep.
So,
okay. Ready.
Thank you,
ready.
Wendy.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Thank you, everyone, and welcome back to We'll Be Okay. My name is Heather Carter, and I'm here with Wendy Ortiz. And thank you today, Wendy, for joining me on this spontaneous podcast here in beautiful Scottsdale,
it's
Arizona.
It's a glorious day today, too.
It's a glorious day, and really soaking in all of the wonderful weather. There will be a time here in Scottsdale that'll be 118, but it's not today. So.
Nope.
But people might be listening when it is 118. So,
but our 118 is not the same as what people think it is.
Isn't that the truth?
Right.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah.
And we don't have to shovel it. I guess that's the things we tell ourselves here in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Right.
So, Wendy, we left off our last conversation talking about building the life that you want to build. And you talked about scheduling your trips at the beginning of the year and then building your year around that trip. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really good way to think about being intentional and taking inspired action towards that life that you want, even given all the other stuff that happens in your life. And we talked a little bit about how we put processes in place and we're willing to jump back on a plane if we have to for our mothers in this particular case. But we didn't dive into the solo trip.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to just kind of pick your brain on, what in the world were you thinking when you said, I'm going to travel by myself at 50 some years of age to Japan? Tell me about that.
It's a trip I've always wanted to go. I've always had a dream of going. And I was like, I'm going, because I got to stop saying I'm going to eventually go. And quite frankly, I planned the entire trip through TikTok.
Wow.
I had no agenda. I just booked the days. It was 10 days door to door because you're really traveling for two.
Right.
I had 8 days on the ground. It's not, there's, everything's written in Japanese, everything. So it was such an awesome adventure, like from the visual to the sense to the
full body experience.
Oh my God. I was so wide eyed and bushy tailed, like from, I was 12 hours a day just going. And I'd be like, one day I'd be like, I'm going to go to Kyoto and go look for some geisha, you know, like, I would just go where the day, I kind of had a gentle outline from the trip on my head, but, and then I mapped it, and then I kind of deconstructed the trip and what I was, like my non-negotiables to see. And I think I missed maybe one of the list.
That is absolutely beautiful and inspiring. And full disclosure to everyone listening, I have never taken a solo trip. I don't even really like to fly. People that know me that are listening to this go, you know, Carter, you're never going to get on a plane and fly to Japan by yourself, let alone.
Yeah.
But I really want to dive into the solo trip. Why the solo trip? Why not call a friend like you're doing with the gorilla trek? Why the solo trip?
I think, and I want to do a shout out to my friend Denise Vonderlin. She was a person who said, because of you, I went to Italy alone.
See?
Yeah.
Putting it out there.
Yeah.
Gives people permission that it's possible.
It's absolutely possible. And most countries are so safe.
Yeah.
So safe. So the solo piece happened where I couldn't keep coordinating everybody's schedule and paying for everybody. And then that whole mental mind game of, like, what if everybody want dinner, where, who, logistics.
Isn't that the truth? Just eating on a vacation with more than one person is a problem.
Or even a spouse.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, and so my husband would rather eat a fresh human poop than eat anything Japanese. So that would be unenjoyable. So the solo word is like such a C word to people. It's such a bad word. Like, oh, your husband lets you go? How come you go solo? Where's your husband? And I find that super offensive.
Yeah.
What am I, just a woman?
Yeah.
Big whoop.
Yeah.
If a man were going solo, guess what?
Nobody says a thing.
Nobody say a thing.
No.
So it is, it fills me. It makes me alive. Not that I'm not alive, but
right.
Oh, God.
So did you on this trip? Because I'm trying to just really dive in, because somebody's going to listen to this and be like,
yeah,
I'm going to book a trip like you said to Italy. My favorite place in the world is Santorini. We went there once.
Yeah,
I love it. Right.
Yeah.
So did you start the solo trip out of convenience, meaning it was just, you mentioned that, like, it was too hard to get everybody arranged and organized and who's paying for what and that sort of thing, so you ended up doing it solo? Or did you start saying, no, I'm going to go on a solo trip?
No, I'm going on a solo trip. In fact, my Costa Rica was another one that was fabulous. I mean,
solo trip.
Yeah. I just was like, I'm going alone, because I don't want someone. This is not the best example, but it's my best example. I used to be so into Zumba, which is to me now corny, but I was so excited about Zumba when it was a big deal, and I'd bring a friend and they would ruin it because they would make fun of it or they felt stupid. And I just was like, that was a boner killer for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to Japan and have somebody complain.
Kill the vibe.
Yeah. Bangkok smells like a toilet. It didn't bother me at all.
Wow.
It's sewage. It's stinky, but I loved it.
Wow. So you started out with this idea of a solo trip.
I did.
And you've done more than one.
More than one, yeah. And now I feel like I'm a pro. So if I can do it, anybody can do it.
I think that's what's really interesting here is that, you know, yes, I have a podcast, you have a podcast. Everybody asked me, like, why are you doing a podcast? Why do you want to put your shit out there? And I said, well, some people like to paint. Some people like to cook. Some people like to garden. I like to talk.
Communicate.
So for me, this is like, this is fun. Like, mm-hmm. this feeds my soul.
Yeah.
And so when people say, why, you know, a solo trip, it feeds your soul.
So it feeds my, and it may, like I said, it may not be for everyone, but everyone who's listening, whether it's one person or 1,000, whatever, why not?
Right.
Try it. You won't know till you try. And like anything, getting into videography or social media or podcasting, I didn't know what I was doing on my first podcast.
Yeah.
Now it's easier.
I still don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing it.
You're doing it.
I'm doing it. I'm putting it out there.
Which is a good example of filling you up.
Right.
Right.
Right. And doing it before you're fully ready. That's another podcast that I
You'll never be ready.
About. You'll never be ready. And if you wait, it's like you said, you know, we don't want to call it a bucket list item, but eventually there's going to come a time where, you know, we transition out of this human body. And so the chance is now, right? And we are at that B-side, which is why I think I love this period of life so much, is that we have enough together to make it happen for ourselves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people, when we see our kids are about the same age. You know, my daughter's 25. She's going to be 25. Your kids are between 24.
32 and 24.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like they are starting to do the things at their young age that mm-hmm. we would have been like, no, we need to get a job. Mm-hmm. We need to get married. We need to have kids. And that's definitely not what this generation is doing.
No. And I love that for them.
I love that for them too. And so why not for us now?
Right.
I think that's what I'm trying to inspire people. When I say I want to give them tips and tricks, like these happens to be big tips and big tricks to quote be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we gotta have them. We gotta have them in our life.
Yeah. I mean, this is one that speaks to me. Again, it may not speak to all. And that's okay. I mean, just because I'm preaching to the travel gods, it's not mean that everyone's going to find that enchanting or exciting. And maybe someone does.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting. You talk about the reason why you didn't want to bring somebody on the trip is you didn't want somebody else to bring
to
your
yuck
joy
my yum.
Down.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't yuck my yum.
Right.
We got enough of that at home.
We get enough of that at home, at work, in the community,
yeah.
In today's political environment, that
yeah.
you really are responsible for building your own life.
Yes.
I have not said that yet on this podcast, but I hope it's coming through loud and clear. Like, you are responsible for you. Nobody's going to show up and do it for you.
Right, right.
And
But in the defense of what you're saying, we had a lot of jobs back then.
Correct.
Now, this is the first time in our lives we are the captains of our own destiny.
I'd argue that we've always been the captain of our own destiny.
But
we didn't give ourselves permission to be the captain of our destiny.
We didn't know it was okay.
Right.
To go travel by yourself and work remote. And
right.
That's a great thing that you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fundamentally have a life belief that, like, you are really the master of your own destiny.
Uh-huh.
And you aren't doing it in isolation. So you sometimes do have to react to what's happening around you. But technically, it is your choice on how you show up mm-hmm. and what the next step you take. And that can be a little step, like taking an afternoon like we're doing here
mm-hmm.
and doing a podcast episode because that's what feeds your soul. Or booking that solo trip to Japan.
Maybe you start with a trip to Monterey, California for 2 days. Maybe you start there. I don't know.
Yeah, the gal that I get my haircut from, she took a solo trip to a glamping spot up in northern Arizona just bragged so much how it just was an opportunity for her to disconnect.
Yeah.
There was no cell service, there was no nothing. And so this idea, as you know, she's obviously not middle-aged, she's in her 30s, but this idea that women can really we are the masters of our own destiny and we can do it. Mm-hmm. We just have to give ourselves permission to do it.
That's very generational comment for us to say too.
Yeah.
Right. And I hope that we've given our daughters that gift
hashtag
of saying
truth.
Right. I mean, I just love the way that these young people are living today.
I know.
My friend Sherry and I say, like, we didn't even question what we were supposed to do. We just did it.
Right.
And now we're like, that wedding dress was ridiculous. You know? How dumb was that? Look at our maternity clothes.
Yeah. Or like, did we have to spend that much money on a wedding when you could have done a destination trip and you see people doing all sorts of cool things? So right. I hope one day my daughter will come on the podcast. You know, she said she has, but she's busy living her life in LA. So one day it may happen, one day it may not, but no matter what, Wendy, at the end of the day, we'll be okay.
We'll be okay, yeah.
So just thank you so much for always being willing to jump on the microphone here and do a podcast with me.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love the fact that you just put your shit out there.
Listen, YOLO. Such a corny statement.
I know.
Whatever.
And I listen and I respond because the authenticity that you show up with resonates and connects people to things that they may not even realize is possible for them.
I just learned, I know we're closing up. I have to say one more thing. My friend in Dubai, she's got a menopause page. She just talked about, and I can't think of the statement, but it was like her anxiety when a friend disconnects or ends a meeting early, or she has like this anxiety. And I said, oh my God, I learned so much from so many of my friends in this universe. She's 100%. Speaking and I learned something new.
100%. Crazy story. One of my near and dear best friends that I have developed through social media, she lives in Colombia and I'm going to have her on a podcast.
I love it.
And she does a podcast and YouTube channel around how to stop drinking alcohol. It's just amazing. So this social media world, I know there's a lot of bad and negativity associated with it, but it has been phenomenal when you are the master of your own destiny and how you use it and how you use it to engage. So that's what I hope we're able to do. So Wendy, thanks again.
Thank you.
And at the end of the day, we'll be okay.
Yeah. And happy weekend to you.
Yep.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.